So for this practice, we're going to let ourselves experience healing and wholeness in a way that many of us might not be used to. That's okay. All we need to do for this practice is to give ourselves permission to let go just for a little while so that we can give ourselves the grace that allows healing to begin to happen on its own. No matter what our lives have been like, no matter what we have experienced, all of us are survivors. All of us have endured suffering and grief. All of us have been to places in our bodies, in our hearts, in our minds, which have taken us away from our natural state of joy. This practice allows us to gently release ourselves from those places and to return to our indestructible wholeness and to reconnect to the invincible light that has always shined from within us. So to begin with, take a deep breath. Now, do that again, but make your exhale even longer. Good. Now, let's take another deep breath, and wherever you are, take a minute to set up a posture that allows you to relax, but still remain alert. This often works best by having your spine straight, your legs uncrossed, and your hands laying gently on your legs or your lap if you're sitting, or your sides if you're standing or lying down. The most important thing is that you're comfortable, and that you have enough energy to stay awake and direct your attention. Now, gently begin to allow the sensations of your body to enter your awareness. This may first come as the pressure of the seat you're sitting on, or the ground or cushion that you're laying on. Perhaps it's the feeling of the clothes hanging on your body, or the movement of your chest or belly or nostrils as you breathe. Continue to breathe into these sensations. And as you feel these first sensations, look even deeper into your body. Begin to notice any tightness or stiffness or pain that you may be experiencing. Notice where in your body there may be discomfort or tension or an urge for movement or stretch or relief. And with the next exhale, breathe directly into this space in your body, allowing this tension to begin to dissolve. Continue to breathe into this tension, ironing it out a little more with each exhale. Finally, look once more, this time even closer. This time, look for parts of your body that you may not be feeling at all. Where in your body can you not find any sensation? Where in your body are the lights currently turned off? Perhaps there are parts of your body that you avoid feeling, parts that you don't allow yourself to feel. Often when we experience injury, disease, or trauma, our bodies respond by removing certain sensations from our consciousness. Gently give yourself permission to find these areas. And whether there is sensation there or not, take another deep breath and breathe into these areas with kindness and tenderness, holding them in your mind with compassionate protection and love, the way you might hold an injured animal or a newborn. Allow this vulnerability to be wrapped in a goodness that rides on your breath as you again exhale deeply into these parts of your body, soaking them in a warm, healing light. Continue to breathe into these spaces gently and compassionately. And as you do, remind yourself that despite all of this that the body has endured, here you are. In fact, because of all of this that the body has endured, here you are. Now, zoom out of these specific parts of your body and feel the body as a whole, an entire field of energy in your awareness. And with this same kindness for your whole self, allow your breath to pour into all of your body, filling every limb and organ. Now, on the next exhale, we're going to turn to our heart, the source of our emotion, this heart which has felt so much. This heart that we are healing now may feel like it is in your chest, in the space where your physical heart is, but it might also feel like it resides somewhere else in your body. Perhaps it feels like it's nested above or below your navel, or perhaps at your sternum, or maybe higher up at the base of your throat. But wherever this center of feeling is, take a few moments to breathe deeply into it. And as you breathe into this feeling area, give thanks to your heart. For throughout your life, it has endured so much. This heart has felt so much pain and anger, so much sadness and grief, so much fear and loneliness. And yet despite all of this suffering, this heart has brought you through it, for here you are. So breathe into this heart with gratitude, reminding yourself that your heart is worthy of love and care and protection. That no matter what it has felt in your life, it cannot be stained. Its radiant light cannot be dimmed. Breathe into this light. And now on your next exhale, recall too that this heart has been the home for your greatest joys, your deepest loves, and your purest calms. This heart has been the vehicle for the experiences of peace that you have had and all those that you will have in this life. So hold this heart with uncontainable joy, with a feeling like you are holding a sacred gem, a priceless heirloom, which you had thought you had lost, but now you have found again. And breathe into this heart of feeling, with compassionate gratitude, forgiveness, and love. And now, on the next exhale, we're going to turn to our mind. This mind that is the source of our thoughts, our perceptions, and our beliefs. A mind that has provided the framework for how we understand our world and ourselves within it. This mind has many voices. Sometimes our thinking is clear and smooth, rational and organized. Other times our mind is chaotic, frenzied, strained, and confused. Sometimes our mind is able to flow from idea to idea effortlessly, and our mental experiences is like a slow-moving river. At other times, it may feel like we are being tossed around by the uncontrollable rushing rapids of a current within our minds. Whatever our minds have been, and even whatever our mind is now at this moment, simply breathe into this recognition that our mind is ours. Breathe into this energy, this awareness that holds all words and images and memories and thoughts, moving them throughout our consciousness. For even though our mind has at times created much difficulty for us, whether through untruthfulness and deception, greed and craving, obsession, judgment, or resentment, still our mind is with us. It is always with us. We cannot run from our mind. We cannot trick our mind, and we cannot fight our mind, or at least we cannot win. This mind is here to stay. So if for no other reason besides peace, we must come to know our mind. We must come to accept our mind. We must come to befriend our mind. We must remember that our mind is neither good nor bad. It is simply the wind which carries whatever gentle cloud or crazy storm might spontaneously form within it. And while we have been familiar with being tossed around by the movement of our mind, this mind is also the source of the solutions to our problems. It's the creator of all visions that build goodness into our lives, the lives of others. And it's the author of kindness and the director of forgiveness. Our mind is the field where we plant the seeds for our own healing, because it is the throne of our attention and it holds the reins of our intention. So no matter how our mind may have betrayed us in the past, we must remember we have no other mind. It is never our enemy. So it is this mind we must forgive and reconcile with. It's this mind we must extend the open hand of friendship to. And surely our mind has often been like a wild horse, but we cannot tame our mind with force. Only with a gentle grace, an upright and fearless love, and an authentic wish for peace will our mind settle on its own and allow itself to be harnessed for good. So holding this mind now gently, this pure awareness, which itself is bright, clear, and capable of being tarnished, breathe into this mind and blow away all resistance to it. Let it be free for us to listen to hold with compassion and patience. And when it becomes agitated or distressed, we need not be captured by its content. Instead, we can breathe, holding it all, like the sky holds all of its clouds without ever being moved by them. Everything that manifests in our mind, we can hold equally, without judgment. No matter what we have thought about our mind, we must remember that this mind is the same mind that has led us here to this point. It is the same mind which is allowing us to create a new life for ourselves right now, in this moment, a life of love and joy. So let us hold this mind with reverence and gratitude and breathe into it with hope for what it is to bring. And now, on the next exhale, collect your mind and your heart and your body all together as one. Hold this whole field of consciousness in which you are and breathe into it a shimmering light that washes away any doubt, any fear, any resistance, and any shadow that remains anywhere within you. As you breathe, set your intention for taking this transformed body, this transformed heart, and this transformed mind into the world and bringing this renewed goodness to all of those who you encounter, silently reminding them too, through your own compassionate action, that they are already perfectly whole and wholly perfect like you.